scrapped plans to move 2,000 jobs to Florida over what it called the changing business conditions in the state. The decision comes as relations between the entertainment giant and state governor Ron DeSantis grow increasingly tense. The disagreement started when the company criticized Florida legislation that restricts discussing sexuality and gender identity in primary schools.
It is. It's been going on now for over a year, but this latest stage is Disney's decision to pull an investment, not in the theme park that's very close to me here in Celebration, but in Orlando. They were going to bring white-collar jobs, some tech-related jobs, 2,000 of them, to this area. And for the people I was talking to around here, they were looking forward to that because they wanted to have, Florida wanted to have some jobs that weren't directly related to the hospitality. And
so first of all, I'm a little conflicted because on the one hand, companies do shit like this all the time. Amazon literally did this for tax breaks. They rarely ever bring like good jobs. They actually relocate people. So they're not hiring from like the actual population on the ground. It's not jobs for Floridians usually. It's usually a low cost site that they created for tax benefits. So that's precisely what the fuck they're doing in this circumstance, just like Amazon did. But also on the other hand, this looks so bad to like moderates, liberals who like the Disney brand in general and don't really care and don't really understand what corporations are doing, and certainly conservatives who look at that and go, wait, that's money leaving Florida, you fucking idiot. I believe it was California jobs that were being relocated. Yeah, there you go. It makes incredible amounts of sense. Of course it was. Ron DeSantis now has to fucking behave like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because if you live by your fucking values and your values happen to be like, I'm going to fuck over a multiple billion dollar mega corporation that keeps fucking the state alive, now you have to turn and tell your constituents who have been conditioned into thinking corporation good, government bad, that like what you're doing is actually good and not bad in the way that you were trained to believe it is. And what Ron DeSantis is doing is kind of bad, mostly because it's not for a specific purpose like getting a fair shake, making a corporation pay better taxes, or forcing a corporation to not get tax subsidies and actually offer well-paying jobs. Like, it's not like that. It's just simply, you did gay, and I don't say gay. I hate that. So now I'm just going to fucking, I don't know, use whatever kind of regulatory power I have to, like, stop you. And the reality is, conservatives hate government interfering in business. Liberals don't even like it all that much. And on top of that, people like Disneyland way more, Disney World, way more than they like Ron DeSantis or any politician, for that matter.
And a lot of the people I've talked to have very real concerns about whether Ron DeSantis is going too far and leaning into cultural conflict, cultural war issues, rather than focusing on economics. But I think that's a calculation that Ron DeSantis is making, that their Republican primary voters, the one who will determine who the presidential nominee will be, are more interested in cultural issues, taking on woke corporations and woke government rather
than...
No, they're not.
Let me tell you something. Being woke, being anti-woke, is a distraction. It is supposed to serve the purpose of a distraction. And that distraction is to shift your attention away from actually harming corporations and their profit margins with regulatory control. So when you actually take that distraction and turn it into additional corporate control, additional regulatory control over and government oversight, you fucked up. The moment that people perceive you as fucking up their bag or fucking up their consumer experience is the moment that you have fucking lost. Because in the United States of America, corporations are fucking king. My cousin is a senior advertising manager for Disney. He said Disney's currently paying for anyone that moved to Florida to move back to Cali if they want, and pushing for work from home big time for 65K employees. They're also shutting down the Star Wars Hotel in September. Uh-oh.
Who's going to win, Ron DeSantis or Disney?
Disney has very deep pockets, and they've been in fights like this before, and they've had the endurance to last. I was talking with someone who has platforms with Disney in the past, and she said they are a very powerful adversary. They're a good friend to have on your side, but they're willing to wait out Ron DeSantis. So I think that's going to be a tough fight for Ron DeSantis, I think. Well, you know, I think Ron DeSantis is trying to make this into a national issue. He's making this a centerpiece of his next campaign, that he's willing to take on vested interests, vested corporate interests, even when it comes at an economic price. So
yeah, that's crazy. Like, Ron DeSantis is fucking so cooked. He took on a corporate battle that is way, way too big to swallow. And not only that, but also he's doing it for the dumbest reasons. I just, like, it's so bad. It's so fucking stupid for him. Awesome. I love that. Let's hear from another monster, by the way. Trigger warning, Rick Scott. Here's Senator Rick Scott urging resolution in the Disney-DeSantis feud. This is from Newsmax.
The Democrats are celebrating.
Or no, not Newsmax. News Nation from the Hill, sorry.
If you were once the governor in that state, Governor DeSantis there is backing a six-week abortion bill, a ban on abortion after 6 weeks.
Oh, he's so fucking cooked. Oh, my God. Is Ron DeSantis, like, fucking, is he stupid? Like, is he mentally stunted? What is he doing? Talk about a guy who has no fucking understanding of reading the goddamn room. Oh, my God. No, I'm not. I don't mean like mentally stunted in the fucking normal Republican fashion, because most of them are. I'm talking like Ron DeSantis is like, Ron DeSantis is literally very similar to Democrats in the way that like his policy positions, like hyper focusing on like whatever the fuck is right in front of him, whatever his like staffers are telling him is like important. But he's also not like Democrats in the sense that he's actually acting out on said policy positions. Like, he's genuinely fulfilling the promises, which you're never supposed to do. Democrats could tell you. And when you're a Republican, when you truly follow through on those policy positions, especially ones that, like, revolve around fucking culture wars and shit, and genuinely start harming corporations or start hurting your fucking constituents, you're done. That's so stupid. At least Trump fucking knew. This is, like, a major throw, dude. No fucking shot. He pushes for a six-week abortion ban in Florida. Florida is blue permanently. There aren't enough election voter suppression measures to stop black and brown people from going out to vote that will help you in that regard, okay? No fucking shot, dude. Oh, my God, that's awesome. I mean, that's great. Fuck you. I mean, they'll overturn that shit.
And there's a big battle, as you know, between your successor and Disney right now. Do you think Ron DeSantis needs to back off because of what Disney means to the state of Florida?
First off, the bill that they're talking about is a bill that said, you know, we shouldn't be teaching grade school kids about sex. I completely agree with that. I was disappointed that that Disney weighed in on that bill. But look, cooler heads have to prevail. I think half the tourists that come to Florida come to Disney. I had a good working relationship with Disney when I was governor.
No, no, there it is. No, he's literally, bro, chat. You need to understand something. What he just said right there is super important. The fucking head of fundraising for the Republican National Committee just openly, very subtly, criticized the institutional control guy that they have propped up as the counter-Trump measure from within the party. That is a huge deal. Said, oh, I would have handled it differently. Cooler heads should prevail. That's like a, dude, shut, stop, what the fuck are you doing, okay? In normal circumstances, that's like, Ron DeSantis, what the fuck are you doing with this Disney shit? That's what that means on the back end. That's what that actual statement is.
But I guess as cooler heads prevailing, is that Ron DeSantis somehow backing off here, or is there not a way out of this at this point? Seems like he's pretty dug in.
Well, you know, I'm a business guy, so what I always did is I sat down with people, and I talked to them, and I tried to work through issues. I think that starts with, you know, everybody involved sitting around a table and saying, how do we go forward? How do we make sure, you know, we preserve the tourism in our state, preserve the jobs in our state, and make sure we give people still their opportunity to express their views if they want to express their views. But also, I believe that, you know, the bill that was passed, I don't believe, you know, grade school kids ought to be taught at school about sex. So how do we all come together and continue to make our state a better state? You got to start by everybody sitting around a table and figure that out.
Everyone's a liberal at the end of the day, baby. Look at him. He's like, oh, yeah, let's do discussions around a fucking round table and do kumbaya. Bitch, they've moved way past discussions. What are you talking about? It's awesome. Yeah, he's misrepresenting the law. Yeah, of course he is. He's a fucking lizard, dude. Obviously, he's doing a very good job. Republicans stay on message. Even when he's like literally shitting on Ron DeSantis subtly, and saying, what the fuck are you doing, Ron DeSantis? He's not openly stating that, but simultaneously still claiming that Ron DeSantis is doing the right thing, just in the wrong way, while also lying about the actual bills that Ron DeSantis has passed. Yeah, these guys are fucking ghouls. However, this is weak. This is weak nuts. Oh yeah, we gotta fucking sit around at a table and get together and discuss openly. It's too late, bro. The bill was not to teach or not teach kids about sex. Yeah, I know, man. We all know. We know that that's not what the fucking bill is about. He's a liar. They're lying. Hey, guess what? voter fraud is not real either. It happens in like statistically insignificant ways every election. There has been multiple bipartisan commissions and Republican commissions and Democratic commissions that have looked into voter fraud and its existence and have proven it time and time again, from George W. Bush to Barack Obama to Donald Trump himself, that voter fraud is so marginal and so irrelevant statistically that it should never be talked about. But yet Republicans say it all the time, like it's the most significant problem. Yeah, the Heritage Foundation has a database of voter fraud cases, and it documents 1,400 voter fraud cases since 1982 in every election, by the way, midterms included. Another example of Ron DeSantis moving in a way that makes absolutely no sense is the anti-immigration bill that he put forward, where he said he was going to fine businesses up to $10,000 per undocumented immigrant that they hire. Remember that. Also, by the way, that mask photo, it's over. Remember that. They will use that against them too. So you got like the culture war shit too that cancels each other out. Let me explain something to you. Ron DeSantis moves like a person who looked at all the culture war issues and thought that, like, oh, you're supposed to actually follow through on said culture war issues. Like, it's like Elizabeth Warren. He's like the Elizabeth Warren of the Republican Party, who also genuinely is, doing more than Elizabeth Warren ever could. It's very odd. He's moving like a guy who genuinely thinks that, like, this stuff is going to work well with his base. He fell for his own grift. Like, he grifted so hard, I feel like he fell for it. Ideologically fascist, he's not. No, he's not. You think the guy who went to fucking Harvard and Yale is ideologically fascist? No, he is a Republican Party machine guy. No, he's not. He just wants to be the fucking president. He is a neoliberal, just like every other fucking Republican Party cutout is. I mean, obviously, they're like fascist in the sense that, you know, most American politicians are, but he's not like genuinely like, yeah, I think we should fucking kill gay people or some shit. No, he's just doing that because he thinks that works for his base. And to a certain degree, saying that works for your base, but actually fucking book burning and actually fucking canceling like random books that kids are reading in schools is entirely different. That works well for the fringes, but every single time there's another psychotic like Moms for Liberty Karen that comes to the fucking Parent Teachers Association and spits on everyone while they're fucking screeching about homosexuality inside of books, that is a representation of your loyal soldiers and all of the fucking moderate suburban moms that are like kind of liberal will see that and think, oh, that's who I associate Ron DeSantis with? Yeah, fuck this guy. It's what I like to call the Rick and Morty conundrum. You might have appreciated Rick and Morty as a show, but its fan base started making you resent it. And then you started realizing maybe Rick and Morty isn't that great in general anyway. That's how it works. Politics works in a similar capacity. You might think you like Ron DeSantis. You might have voted for him. You think, oh, he kept Florida open, and I really liked that. I really appreciated that. You know, it was helpful. Florida was in a better off position than any other place in the country. I really liked that. But as time passes and Ron DeSantis keeps smelling his own fucking farts and thinks like, oh, these people like me, no matter what I do, I'm going to take on Disney. I'm going to hurt my own constituents and small business owners that hire undocumented migrants by actually fining them $10,000, and I'm going to make abortion illegal. All of a sudden, when you do that, and also simultaneously, your fandom that actually cares about that are fucking insane, psychotic, like genuinely, truly mentally ill people coming to like fucking Parent Teachers Association meetings, coming to school board meetings, picketing outside of fucking abortion clinics and shit. Those guys are gross. Most moderates see that and go, ew, I don't want to be associated with that. I don't like that at all. Ron DeSantis is greatly misunderstanding his base. I know everybody in Florida is crazy, but they're not that schizophrenic. Yeah, he did get elected. He got elected because he was anti-COVID restrictions. But that's it. That's very different than like fucking the Disney bag up or even hurting Disney in general. Like even conservatives like going to fucking Disney, dog. What do you mean?
But remember, just last week during the earnings call, Bob Iger got very frustrated with the DeSantis drama and basically said, does Governor DeSantis not want us to invest in the state of Florida? So this is just another development in that ongoing saga.
Certainly is. Rick, what are the political implications here? Obviously, not good news, you wouldn't think, here for Governor DeSantis.
And it comes as he's apparently preparing to say formally that he's going to run for president next week.
Fucking idiot. Doesn't even realize corporate media is designed to defend corporations and their bottom line, you fucking idiot. They're not there to defend the Republican Party. You idiot. You fucking dumbass. You got like 3 hours of favorable coverage on Fox News, and you thought that like they would defend you or something, I think. Are you stupid? The only reason why corporate media will defend Republicans is because Republicans defend corporations. The moment that you switch your attack and genuinely start hurting the bottom line of corporations, the media is literally professionals at this. They're literally not even thinking. These are talking points that they already have designed for every single other interaction. They don't give a fuck if you're Ron DeSantis, if you're a conservative, a Democrat, AOC. It doesn't matter. It's capitalism, motherfucker. Wake up. Look at the way that they're talking about Ron DeSantis right now. They're literally like, Disney is taking away 1 billion jobs from the state of Florida. Like, no, the fuck, it's not. I'm sure there were genuinely different reasons. No company ever actually moves like that. Disney did not pull their fucking secondary campus from Florida. That secondary campus from Florida was not going to actually be good jobs for Floridians. It was literally a relocation campus. And last but not least, I'm sure there are different reasons as to why they're pulling that campus and not because Ron fucking DeSantis. If you think corporations move in this like petty fashion, you're out of your fucking mind. They don't do that. But the media will portray it as that. Because that's a way better narrative for the media. That's a way better narrative against a guy who is currently hurting the fucking bag. Hurting the Disney bag. This is very important for you to understand. Lol, Tesla moved in a petty move like that to Texas, though? No, the fuck it didn't. Are you kidding me? Oh, really? You mean moving your entire assembly line to a low-cost state, a significantly lower-cost state than fucking California, was actually because Elon was petty? What are you, crazy? It's taxes, brother. Come on. You just described exactly why companies do this. What they claim they're doing is entirely different than the actual material reasons as to why they're doing it. Now, let me give you another example. When Walgreens started closing up retail shops in San Francisco, what did they do? They saw that there was a prevailing crime narrative. And instead of saying, oh, we're closing because, you know, this is too expensive, this real estate is too expensive for us, they said, oh, we're closing because there's too much criminal components in San Francisco. And it worked really well at the time because that was corporate PR. Oh, it's out of our hands. We really want to stay in San Francisco and we're not shutting down because there's one Walgreens in every fucking corner and that's unsustainable and we're not selling enough product. We're actually doing it because of crime. And the media ate that hook, line, and sinker because that's PR. These are people that went to fucking the New School that work at, you know, Sunshine Saks and numerous other PR institutions that specifically write this kind of copy. For this reason, they're working on this 24/7. They're thinking like, how do we sell an actual downsizing in a way that actually shifts the attention away from us? And they do that, and then dumbasses on Reddit read that and go, Hassan, look at all the crime. You're wrong. Only for the Walgreens CEO in the next quarter to come out and say, hey, we might have overestimated the loss prevention part of the reason why we had to downsize in San Francisco. Yeah, that's how it fucking works. So if you want to come across as smart, just, you know, always remember, it's the money, stupid. That's the real reason why companies make moves. They don't do it for fucking petty reasons. They do it because they're getting tax breaks. They do it because they're getting tax benefits. And they downsize because they're not as profitable in certain areas as they once were at a time when real estate is incredibly expensive, especially commercial real estate in a place like San Francisco. That's it. It's not fucking crime. These companies already have loss prevention built in. They already have that. They already have a certain amount of loss that is baked in to exactly, it's called shrinkage. They know what it is. Or shrink? Is it shrink or shrinkage? Anyway. They know how this works. They know that there's a certain amount of loss that's going to happen no matter what.
People don't really want to cross him, but he finally met somebody who's willing to push back. And it's really making him look small. You know, Disney seems to have a solid legal case with regard to that municipal district DeSantis tried to take over to punish Disney. And let's just remind everybody, this dispute actually has nothing to do with business. It goes back to last year when Disney took a stance against...
Bullshit.
The law that dictates what, you know, you're allowed to teach young kids about sex.
Remember, number one, media is there to side with corporations and defend the corporate profit margins. Two, it's always about the money. These are two things that you should always remember. If you remember these and apply these evenly to every single fucking issue that you're looking at in corporate media, you will personally understand issues in a much better way than like 98% of Americans.
You know, DeSantis does seem to be vindictive. He's going to have to either say, yes, that's what I behave that way because that's what I think Republican voters want me to do on these social issues and cultural issues where he's waging his culture war. Or does he have to moderate that point of view somewhat?
Yeah, the problem is He actually thought he was supposed to wage a culture war, and not that, like, culture war just is something that you say. You're supposed to vice signal, not act out on those desires. Because it's stupid for two reasons. One, because if you act out on those desires on the culture war, and you actually end up pushing back and, like, harming corporate profits, you fucked up. The entire reason for the culture war is to not have any of that government oversight over corporations. Deregulate, and focus people's attentions elsewhere as corporations, you know, run your pockets. The second reason as to why you're not supposed to follow through on what you perceive as the desires of the base, or what you've conditioned the base to desire, like culture war issues, like on abortion, on anti-LGBT provisions, is because as a Republican, when you genuinely act out the desires that you have cultivated, the things that you believe, like your base wants from you, and it's usually never your base, it's just like some of the most loudest dumb motherfuckers in the room saying it, what you end up with is the abortion criminalization thing that's happening all around the country. Because conservative policies are pure vindictive. Conservative policies revolve around being just awful to marginalized people. So when you follow through on those policies, instead of just dangling it like a fucking carrot in front of the dumbass white supremacists or the dumbass fucking white evangelical Protestants, who sometimes are white supremacists, when you actually go from dangling the carrot to giving them the fucking carrot, all of a sudden you have a problem, because everyone else is going to go, what the fuck did you just do? You really just fucking made abortion criminal? Are you out of your fucking mind, dude? You think conservative women don't get abortions, you fucking freak? You think conservative fathers don't have daughters that might get abortions or might have had an abortion? Those two reasons are the reasons why Ron DeSantis is fucking up right now.
Ali, what about the investor impact, or lack thereof, mm-hmm. that we have seen? Because we have talked about this time and time again, this ongoing feud. Now they're scrapping $1 billion plan here in Florida, yet we didn't really see it have a big impact on the stock.
It doesn't. If you take a look at shares, they closed slightly higher. They're trading flat in after hours trading. And you and I have discussed this, that investors don't really seem to care. They're shaking off this controversy when
there is no controversy for Disney, dog. Disney downsizing potentially is good for their investors. They look at that and go, wow, they are reacting to market conditions. They're downsizing. Literally, the market responds positively to companies that are downsizing when they don't even need to. That's so fucking stupid. Everyone's downsizing. There are companies currently downsizing because everyone's downsizing, for the record. Like, because everyone else in their competition, in their own sector, is downsizing. Companies that don't need to are doing it. Why are they doing it? Because they respond not to market conditions, really, but instead to their fucking shareholders who make these demands from them. And when they do that, it's called efficiency. It's called elimination of redundancies. It's called efficiency. All of those will have a positive impact on your ticker at the end of the fucking day. Ron DeSantis is a non-entity in the grand scheme of things. He thought he was the guy when he did not realize that he was just another servile dog for capitalist overlords. He thought he could, what, fight against that shit? What are you, crazy? You didn't even build a base on that kind of, like, anti-capitalist resentment. So why the fuck do you think anyone would support you, you dumbass? You're a Republican. The reason why AOC can get away with doing that shit is because at least her fucking base of black, brown, white, poor voters actually want that kind of thing from her. You're a Republican governor of the state of Florida.
Did report earnings. The stock actually tumbled as much as 9%. It was the biggest intraday decline in 6 months the following day after Disney reported a drop in Disney Plus subscribers for their quarter. So that seems to be what investors care about.
I mean, that drop was insane.
The subscriber count.
That drop was, what did they lose, like 250,000 subscribers or something? Like an insane amount. Oh, I was wrong. Wait. Did you say 4 million? It was even more than that? What the fuck? Oh my God, it was 4 million. What the fuck? The company, which posted profit and revenue for the period that were in line with Wall Street estimates, reported a loss of 4 million Disney Plus subscribers. Oh, it's because of it. Oh, fuck, you're right. It's because of India. God damn it, I forgot. You're so right. Yeah. The drop was because of the loss of rights to show cricket in India, though. It was really Indian viewers. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. God, India is so massive. That's why I always say, like, YouTube doesn't give a fuck about live streaming, because, like, they could literally turn a dial in India and make, like, 100x the amount of revenue that they're generating from live streaming in a day. Like, the whole fucking country unsubbed Lamau. They were like, Ben Chod! Mother Chod!